Julie Amey to step down as Chief Financial Officer at SkyCity. The Chief Financial Officer, CFO, of the Australian casino operator SkyCity Entertainment Group, Julie Amey, has announced her resignation. She is to continue in the role for the next 6 months and officially depart on the 25th of September. Having joined in May 2021, she has served as CFO for just under 3 years. It was her first position in the gambling industry. Before joining SkyCity, Amey worked in the oil and gas industry, mainly for the Shell Group. Her previous role was Vice President of Finance for Shell Development Australia. She held the same position at Qatar Shell and she also worked as CFO at Shell and Turkish Petrol. In the past, Amey has also worked at Shell as Business Finance Manager for the Middle East and North Africa. No reason given for departure. In its statements, SkyCity did not give a reason for Amy's resignation. Quote, Julie has been responsible for the financial management of SkyCity and overseen the business capital markets and internal assurance functions through a very complex and demanding period. She has worked tirelessly and been a valued member of the senior leadership team since she joined. Callum Mallett, SkyCity Interim CEO. A string of high-level departures from SkyCity. Recent weeks and months have seen a number of changes in SkyCity's senior management team. Last October, it was announced that Michael Ahern was to step down as Chief Executive Officer and he officially left the company this month. A permanent replacement is still being sought and Callum Mallett has taken over temporarily. Mallett was working as COO for New Zealand and Brad Burnett has been appointed to replace him on an interim basis, moving from his position as General Manager for Table Games at the company's Auckland site. Last week, SkyCity announced that it has permanently appointed Andrew McPherson as its Chief Information Officer. He has been in the role on an interim basis since November.